WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. President Trump will have to pick someone else for National Security Advisor now that Vice Admiral Robert Harward has said no to the job. Harward says personal reasons. Says, I'm in a unique position finally after being in the military for 40 years to enjoy some personal time. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was forced to resign earlier this week. The president will issue a new immigration travel ban next week. This while defending his original order at his White House news conference.
The president defending the rollout of his now halted travel ban.
On the travel ban, would you accept that that was a good example of the smooth running of government?
Yeah, I do. Let me tell you about
Were there any mistakes
in that? Wait, I know who you are. Just wait.
Insisting that it went smoothly and blasting federal judges again.
The only problem that we had is we had a bad court. The rollout was perfect.
The president also touting again a false claim about his electoral win margin.
We got 306 because people came out and voted like they've never seen before. So that's the way it goes.
Correspondent Sunland Sirfani. During his White House news conference, President Trump was asked why he hasn't met with the Congressional Black Caucus yet. Well, now one caucus member from Maryland responds.
President Trump says there was a meeting scheduled with Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, but it was later canceled.
He was probably told, don't meet with Trump. It's bad politics, and that's part of the problem in this country.
Congressman Cummings says he's, quote, excited to meet with the president.
This is my president. This is your president for the next 4 years. Those things that we can work together on, Social Security, making sure that people's children can get into college and be able to afford it, jobs, infrastructure, I'm with him.
So far, a new meeting date has not been set. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Nearly 4 months before the June gubernatorial primary in Virginia, most voters have not made up their minds, according to a new poll. The Quinnipiac University poll finds that Democrats Tom Perriello and Ralph Northam are tied, but that either one would beat any of the four Republicans running for governor. Former RNC chief Ed Gillespie leads that GOP field. More than 400 people in D.C. who tested negative for the Zika virus recently are now being retested because of a math error during the original testing process. City officials say two pregnant women had positive results in follow-up tests, but they say that doesn't necessarily mean those two women were infected with Zika. D.C. United now has final approval to go forward with building a new soccer stadium. The D.C. Zoning Commission has approved the 14-acre project at Buzzard Point. The team will spend up to $200 million on the 20,000-seat stadium. It's bears versus bees, as Maryland lawmakers consider a new law aimed at protecting honeybee colonies. The bill would allow people to kill or wound black bears if one of them threatens a bee colony. Cumberland Republican Delegate Mike McKay says, supports the bill. He told the Baltimore Sun.
We're concerned about the beekeepers who raise bees for honey and other agricultural uses. We know that black bears do attack them, and we just need to be able to figure out a way that we can protect the investment, because it is livestock.
Maryland's bear population has been growing, presenting a potential risk to all kinds of livestock. The Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles is rolling out a new online tool that they say may help you waste less time waiting at your local DMV office. The new system, available at dmvnow.com, shows how many customers are already waiting at each office, as well as the longest wait time currently experienced by any of them. And users can also see how long the wait is for each individual type of service at the DMV. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,620. The NASDAQ at 58.15. Sports, the Wizards remain red hot, beating Indiana for their fourth win in a row. The Caps remain idle till tomorrow night. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This summer, join me, Chris Plant, for the trip of a lifetime on a spectacular 10-day sea cruise. Exploring Northern Europe's finest capitals on the ultra-luxurious Silver Sea Silver Cloud. Details at WMAL.com/cruise.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's start with the good news on 270 between Frederick and the Beltway, each direction running up at speed. 95 Maryland, however. Two separate accidents. We'll start first southbound heading into Laurel as you come up to 198. One lane was getting by the crash. And then the northbound side also slows between 198 and 32. Before you get through at 32, had the northbound accident. So each direction of 95 were bunched up through that stretch. Boy, we're bunched up on each direction of 295 inside the Beltway and trying to get onto the 11th Street Bridge. If you're trying to head, say, toward the 3rd Street Tunnel or to 395, you're in extra delays because of the crash. Inbound 11th Street Bridge as you approach the freeway. 66, definitely improving. Now that we have all lanes open, earlier crash at the Beltway completely gone. So often on the brakes near 123 to the Beltway, but breaking up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good push now of warmer weather coming on in. The unseasonably warm air starts pushing in today, just a few ticks above average. Gorgeous blue sky, 50. Tonight, clear 35. Suburbs a little colder. Sunshine, 69 tomorrow. Sunshine, some clouds on Sunday, still in the upper 60s, maybe even 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 20 in Centerville, 28 degrees in Beltsville, 29 degrees in Washington. The White House hires a new communications director, and why some inside the White House aren't happy about it at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. There it is, 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. It's Friday. If we can get through today, we got a nice weekend ahead of us. The weather's going to be great. So, let's get through. Let's push through. And while you're getting ready and getting around, we've got stuff to tell you about. At 8:05, we'll be joined by Guy Benson from townhall.com. And then, how did that day without immigrants impact you? Did it impact you at all? Well, we're going to talk to Kathy Hollinger with the Restaurant Association to see how it went for them and about some other things that are on the plate there. That was a pun. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
I missed that. That was really good.
Am I making this presentation directly to the American people with the media present, which is an honor to have you this morning, because many of our nation's reporters and folks will not tell you the truth and will not treat the wonderful people of our country with the respect that they deserve.
All right, so yesterday the president comes out and holds a press conference, and a lot of it was a case of beat the press, not meet the press.
Or eat the press.
Or eat the press, that's right. Joe Concha from The Hill is standing by. He does a great bang-up job of media analysis and critique, and it's good to have you, Joe. Good morning.
What's up?
Joe, we're losing you already with the phone, so if you can get near a window or something, it would be very helpful. You there?
I am.
Got me. Yeah.
Sounds like he's running towards a window as we speak.
Oh,
are you there?
There you are.
Is that better?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good deal, Joe.
Don't move.
Don't move. Stay right where you are. Keep your phone in exactly that position for the next few minutes.
Got it.
All right. So yesterday, the president has this press conference. He attacks and beats up on the press. And in Washington, there were gasps. And people were angry. The inside of the Beltway, people were just, outraged about the tone that the president took. Outside the Beltway, I think it was played very differently. What's your sense of it?
Wait. Are you saying Donald way as the last?
I'm sorry, Joe. We're going to have to find another way to get a hold of you right now, because you were just going in and out. So maybe we can...
Oh, but now he's gone totally.
Now we're going to try to reestablish with Joe and see if we can get a better connection. I'm so sorry for that. While we're doing that, let me just play cut number 30, if I could, please. Get you some idea of how much the president attacked the press corps yesterday.
The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. The media is trying to attack our administration because they know we are following through on pledges that we made, and they're not happy about it for whatever reason. Well, the LA New York Times wrote a big, long front page story yesterday, and it was very much discredited, as you know. It's a joke. I don't mind bad stories. I get a story better than anybody, as long as it's true. I watch CNN. It's so much anger and hatred. The tone is such hatred. I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine...
Very fake news. I sort of understand there's a certain bias, maybe by Jeff or somebody, you know, for whatever, you know, whatever reason. But, and I understand that, but you've got to be at least a little bit fair. And that's why the public sees it. They see it. They see it's not fair. You take a look at some of your shows, and you see the bias and the hatred. And the public is smart. They understand it.
Yeah, that's just a little sample of it.
You know, to your point, Brian, we have some tweets here. TIM Miller says, loved the presser. Best was when he was talking to the people and was glad the press could be here. And that sound that we just heard was saying that. And Timian makes a great point. He said, the First Amendment protects press freedom, but does not sanction outright lies, propaganda, or smears. And that's what I think people are saying. Also, Merrill says, quite frankly, I feel like his communication with the American people is a breath of fresh air. You don't have to wonder what he really thinks. Unlike Obama and the Republican establishment, I think Mitch McConnell is a closet liberal, President Trump does not care who he offends in the media. Everyone with a liberal media outlet and all those involved in television programming are using their resources to bully that President Trump who doesn't fit in with the popular kids.
Well, let's see if we can reconnect now with Joe Concha from The Hill. Joe, a very different take outside the Beltway yesterday. What's your sense of it?
Are you saying that, wait a minute, Donald Trump acted the same exact way that he has for the last 610 days, going back to his candidacy announcement in June of 2015? So he's suddenly supposed to change who he is to appease the Washington and New York press? That I do not understand.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the biggest story yesterday is completely missed.
Uh-huh.
You'll never guess what that is. Actually, it's two stories, okay?
Okay.
That press conference was to announce the new labor secretary nominee,
right?
Correct? Okay. And he is getting praise from people like Richard Trumka. Do we know who he is?
Yeah, the unions, right.
Yeah, head of the AFL-CIO, right. Largest union around, James Hoffa, Teamsters. Okay. A coup is happening right underneath the noses of
yes.
the media when they miss the story that the fact that Donald Trump is now getting union support for people like labor secretary nominees, and then when he signs a legislation reversing President Obama's coal restrictions, and the coal community says, yay, guess what? If he wins places like Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan again by having union support, and having the coal miners behind him, and he brings jobs back there and keeps companies from leaving, his demeanor during press conferences doesn't matter. And I don't need to hear about how he's unhinged from people that are supposed to be anchors on CNN. I don't need to hear from Ana Navarro that says he's bitching and is discombobulated. It's amazing the analysis. They focus on Trump the person, and they forget the actions. And that's what they did wrong during the election, and they're doing it again because they can't help themselves because they suffer from EDD, I call it.
What is that?
Ego domination disorder.
Well, there's no shortage of that in this town, that's to
yeah.
be sure. But, you know, the thing I keep walking back is that they're so consumed about the attacks against them because they take that so personally and they feel like they got to fight back about that. You're right. They're missing that there were huge developments at the White House yesterday. None of the actual news of that press conference got reported. And across this country, while there are howls of derision inside the Beltway, there were standing ovations among many people in the out there in the hinterlands.
Look, what's one of the most popular things that has been going on in Washington since the beginning of time? It's when an administration or an opposing party attacks an unpopular institution, like Congress, or when George W. Bush was in power in the second term, you attack him. Now, if President Trump attacks the media, and 90% of Republicans, 90, don't trust it, You say, all right, that's Republicans, big deal. Okay, let's look at the Gallup poll that says that 70% of independents don't trust the media.
That's right.
By attacking that institution, what friggin' downside is there?
Yeah.
There's none. And you're right.
And I bet you could find a few Democrats who don't trust the media as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the type of people that voted in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio for Trump. So, again, we're missing the big story here, and it's all because everybody is obsessed with Donald Trump, the person, and they're missing the actions completely, and
but
it's
Joe,
amazing. So when he wins again in 2020, if he keeps these promises, because who are the Democrats going to put up? You see that Fox News poll, Elizabeth Warren, he beats by like 6 points. How's that? How could that be? He's having a horrible start.
But Joe, let me play
your ivory towers in D.C. and New York.
Let me play devil's advocate with you. You know, could this be part of the plan? Because next year we have midterms, and the left does not want him to have any accomplishments to run on. So if they keep it focused on his personality and they don't report on what he is accomplishing, they can then say, look, he didn't. What has he done in 2 years? He hasn't done anything.
They have no shot of winning anything back in those midterms. And I'm not a rah-rah guy. I don't cheer. I try to look at things objectively. Democrats have to defend 23 seats. Republicans have to defend 9, and all 9 are considered safe. So in the Senate, they're not gaining anywhere. In fact, they'll probably lose seats to the point where they could be at risk of a filibuster. And the House is the same thing. So, yeah, unless Trump has a complete and total meltdown, which we've heard he's having meltdowns every day, as long as the economy is fine,
yep,
as long as he fulfills his promises, and he's shown that he's been doing that through 12 executive orders and through who he nominated as a Supreme Court justice. Go ahead, focus on Trump,
right,
the person, as much as you want. You're missing the story, guys.
All right, well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Joe Concha from The Hill, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it. What did you think about the press conference? Phone lines are open. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Time now for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, this morning, Friday morning commute. Some areas we do catch a break for sure. Other areas we're struggling because of incidents and problems. So Maryland's 95, essentially between 198 and Route 32. Each direction we're bogged down. Had a crash. One southbound near 198, one northbound near 32. Thus the delays. Now, if you're taking 29 out of Columbia, your ride's pretty decent heading in through to Burtonsville and down through White Oak. Baltimore, Washington Park, we just have a little bit of volume through Laurel, but nothing reported along the way. Now, let's get you in through town. DDOT crews say they're working one incident. It's come off the 11th Street Bridge, merging onto the freeway. They should have that to the shoulder. Nonetheless, though, we have distraction, 295 each way, jammed to get to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Virginia, 66, getting better, coming in from Fair Oaks toward the Beltway, crash gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for lots of sunshine today, near 50, tonight 35, but then tomorrow, almost 70 degrees in our area, mostly sunny skies. It will be clear to partly cloudy on Sunday, again in the upper 60s, Monday in the low 60s, next week in the 50s and 60s. I mean, look, it's amazing. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 30 degrees, 718 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Reston or Thursday in Annapolis. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
You know, we do have other people. You do have other people, and your ratings aren't as good as some of the other people that are waiting. Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
That was Jim Acosta trying to question the president, and the president taking a jab about ratings. And he went, he said, CNN has gone from fake news to very fake news. Look, here's the thing. Inside the Beltway, roundly criticized that performance was. Outside the Beltway, I think they're a very different take. And so, because many people who listen to this radio station sort of look at this president and go, you know what, I've been waiting for somebody to do that forever. As a public service here on WMAL, we have this little, you know, soapbox called a radio station. And I want you to help the people inside the Beltway understand how they're getting it all wrong. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. What was your take on the president's press conference yesterday? I suspect it's a bit different than what you heard in the mainstream media. Phone lines are open. Let's go to Anita in Warrington. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Good morning, Brian and Mary. Just for as a caveat, I'm a federal employee, so I'm that 1% that's a conservative who works for the government, but I didn't hear the whole thing, but what I did hear, I thought it was great. It was refreshing. He talks to the American people with respect and admiration. He doesn't talk down to us the way Obama was, this very indifferent, you know, it was great. And the media, these talking heads, they have a journalism degree, maybe, and that gives them the right to say absolutely nothing about nothing.
All right. Thank you for that, Anita. I greatly
appreciate it. The right to say absolutely nothing about nothing.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Mitch McConnell has said that he believes that the president's ratings would be 15 points higher if he were a little more disciplined about the way he messages. And that's a point being made by Nick in D.C.
Yeah.
Nick, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. What do you think?
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me. So obviously, I'm calling from inside the D.C. I'm one of those in the Beltway people who definitely get it. I cop to that. But here's my question. Why is the president continuing to discuss the magnitude of his electoral college victory instead of his actions and plans for America? The media distracts from the actions, but the president leads that charge. And my personal take on it is he's continuing to discuss that because he has this election mindset that any of his faults can be justified by comparing to the faults of Hillary Clinton.
I don't want to get into psychoanalyzing the president, but I tend to agree with your one point is that, you know, why keep looking backwards, look forward. I mean, you have things that you can talk about that here's the message of the day. Then, you know, one of the things that, you know, Republicans are not real good at is finding the message of the day and sticking with it. And I think, look, I liked what I saw yesterday. It was fun to watch, but would we benefit from a little bit more discipline in our messaging? Yes, I think that's true.
We were saying that yesterday when I was watching this, and I agree that everyone was saying, why is he talking about Hillary? Stop bringing Hillary into this. Now, he was making the point that if I had done what Hillary had done, I would have gotten the electric chair.
Yeah.
And I think that was in reference to the media and the reporting. And he was making the comparison there. But that goes to Mitch McConnell's point that if he would stay on message, he could up his numbers, because I think he would bring in more independence. I don't know.
All right. Mark in Falls Church, your take on what you saw yesterday.
Hello?
Mark, you're on.
Yeah. I was just amazed at the way he was, you know, just rasping the press, you know, and just telling them like it is. And I liked it when the one guy stood up and was talking about letting them know that, you know, like, what are you going to do with Russia out on the off the coast? You know, what are we going to do? We're not going to do anything. We're not going to tell them that we're going to do anything, certainly.
Yeah,
you
know?
That was good.
That was a very strong moment.
And that was a message to Obama.
I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do in North Korea. I'm not going to tell you what. I don't have to. And he's right. He doesn't have to. And that was a big mistake of the past administration, is they telegraphed to our enemies every single thing we were going to do.
That was a total swipe at Obama.
Yeah, it absolutely was. Listen, more of your calls straight ahead. It's 722 on WMAL.
What if you woke up in heaven, but God was not there? Would you go look for him? The Ship to Look for God trilogy by D. Krause. Available on Amazon and Smashwords. Download the first book for free. Go to www.dustyskull.com.
You know, you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Window Company, and last month I told you all about the biggest sale of the year. And it sounded good to a lot of folks, and they took advantage of it, but here's some good news. Thompson Creek Window Company is extending the biggest sale of the year one more week so you can get the lowest window prices of the year. Are you ready for this? It doesn't get any better than this when you're dealing with Thompson Creek. 25% off every window. Just pick up the phone and call 855-57-CREEK and tell them that you're free. And theirs, Brian Wilson, sent you. You see, Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman. That's one of the ways that they can save you money. They design, they build, and install super energy efficient windows that start saving you money on your utility bills the moment you put them in. It's a gift that keeps on giving. They've been doing it for some 30 years, and these windows are built right here in our area for our local climate. They've been doing that for 30 years. 855-57-CREEK. Call them now. Give them my name. You'll get 25% off each window. Put an end to those drafty windows and high utility bills. Pick up the phone. It's 855-57-CREEK, 855-57-CREEK, online at thompsoncreek.com.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy directly from hundreds of designers and manufacturers featuring one-of-a-kind fine or fun fashion jewelry and accessories from around the world. There's something for everyone that fits every budget. Looking for an engagement ring, sparkling loose gems, a watch, necklace, or maybe a gift for that someone special? Discover the International Gem and Jewelry Show. You will never buy jewelry anywhere else again.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
I threw my Magic 8 Ball away. I tried to stop guessing what was going on in the market, but instead focus our planning more on how to prepare yourself for an environment in retirement that's going to include, inevitably, market increases and market corrections many times over.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
More of your calls straight ahead. Right now, it is 7:25. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Problems getting across the 11th Street Bridge and heading into town. Update brought to you by Mattress Firm. While the two-car crash inbound on the 11th Street Bridge, only one car there. This is not good. Hit and run. DDOT crews tell me, so they're doing an investigation. One lane is blocked. So if you're coming off of 295, either direction, north or southbound, just at a crawl to get over the 11th Street Bridge. Again, you're going to find several police cars there doing an investigation of this hit-and-run crash. Beyond, into the 3rd Street Tunnel, good. No problems out of Virginia and getting on to the eastbound side of the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Other trouble spot, Laurel. Commuters in Maryland on I-95 southbound. Big delays beginning almost back to 175 to the crash as you approach 198 northbound side in that vicinity before you get to 32 for the accident. So each way, stop and go. Mattress Firm is collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities. Bring your donation to a participating Mattress Firm or donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're going to push clear sky through this morning and near seasonable temperatures to start it. Wrap it up close to 50 with plenty of sun this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 30 degrees, 7:27 on WMAL.
It's crazy what we're watching every day.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. He keeps repeating ridiculous throwaway lines that are not true at all and sort of avoiding this issue of Russia as if we're some kind of fools for asking the question. Really?
Yeah, that was Shep Smith yesterday. I mean, I'm telling you, I happened to catch that live as it was happening during his afternoon show. He was a little unhinged himself, it seemed to me, just my observation. What did you think about what the president did yesterday? How did you take the press conference? Good morning, everybody. It's Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house. And let's go to Nelson and Reston. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Hey, I have this theory about what goes on when the president says these things. And at first, I was concerned back a long time ago, but then I started noticing that it seems almost like a shiny penny that you hang in front of the media, and while they're circling around looking like fools, you're manipulating things behind the background, and they're not paying attention.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they're ignoring news stories, and they are distracted.
You know, I've said this before about this, Brad. He has the ability to change the narration,
yes,
in about 140 characters or by holding a press conference. I mean, there were some bad hits to this administration last week. We're not really talking about them. We're talking about that performance yesterday.
Yeah, and we discussed this off the air, Brian, and we had said there's going to be a tweet. He's going to tweet about something that is going to do exactly what we were just saying, that's going to send the press over here and totally ignore what was going on with the Russians and Flynn and everything else. And he didn't tweet anything out. He just said, let's have a press conference.
Yeah, and that'll get things changed in a different way for
sure. And it did.
7:28 on WMAL.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950.
Well, so many of you want to weigh in on this. We're going to continue the conversation and get your response to what you saw yesterday during the president's press conference. We'll continue your calls right after the news. It's 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. President Trump says he plans to issue a new travel ban next week. And that's prompted a federal appeals court to hold off on deciding whether to have a larger panel of judges reconsider a ruling that has kept Mr. Trump's current travel ban on hold. The president's also looking for a new national security advisor. This after his top choice to replace Michael Flynn said no.
Retired Vice Admiral Bob Harward turning down an opportunity to replace Michael Flynn as national security advisor, citing his family as the reason, though friends say he didn't want to get involved in all that was going on here at the White House.
Correspondent Joe Johns. A new poll in Virginia finds that most voters don't know yet who they're going to support for governor. The primary is coming up in June, and this Quinnipiac University poll finds that Democrats Tom Perriello and Ralph Northam are tied, while Ed Gillespie has a sizable lead over his three rivals for the Republican nomination. But the poll also finds that at this point, at this early stage, either of the two Democrats would beat any of the four Republicans in a head-to-head matchup. A security guard in Chesapeake, Virginia, who shot and killed a 60-year-old Pokemon Go player, is now going to face charges of second-degree murder. The victim's family responds.
We are so happy, finally. The suspect, the shooter, got the charge he deserves, and we are so, so happy.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,620. The NASDAQ at 58.15. Sports, the Wizards win their fourth straight, beating the Pacers. NHL, the Caps return to action tomorrow night. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's President's Day. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV Plus. Two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Brian?
Yes, Tom?
Do you think we'll ever be finished?
With what?
With this job.
Well, Tom, if we can't get it all in one truck, we'll just call another truck for backup.
No, I don't mean this job we're driving to. I mean, will we ever be finished hauling away all the world's junk?
What do you think that would look like?
A junk-free world, completely clutter-free? Wow, that would be beautiful.
That's the dream, Tom. That's the dream.
But then when I think of how happy people are when they see the difference we made, I don't really ever want to be done. Does that make me a bad person, Brian?
No, Tom, it just means you love your job.
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
I really do love working here.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español, también en richaride.org.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to head past the Rockville Civic Center. If you normally take 28 Norbeck Road, you're in delays this morning. Have a crash heading in the westbound, southbound direction of 28 Norbeck Road. Right as you come up to Baltimore Road, that's before Veers Mill. So in that vicinity, you'll need extra time. If you're heading from Veers Mill and around that stretch, your travel lanes are open and not seeing much of any backups there. Major delays, Maryland 95 because of the crash in Laurel, southbound 95 at 198. Only the right lane getting by as you push southbound south of 175 and out of Jessup. Stop and go. It puts a lot of pressure on Route 32. Just to merge onto southbound 95. Good option for you right now. 29. I know you have more signal lights there. And Route 1 without any delays through Laurel. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between 32 and 197. The volume. In through town on the 11th Street Bridge to get onto the freeway. We had a hit and run. So a lot of police activity on the 11th Street Bridge. 295 as a result slows each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather back, mainly clear sky first part of Friday and gorgeous sunshine this afternoon. Shooting up near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Arlington, 28 in Hinesville, 30 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes from now, we're going to be talking to Guy Benson from townhall.com, get his take on what happened yesterday. And also, how did the day without immigrants go for you? Did it impact you at all? Did you see anything happening there? We're going to talk to Kathy Hollinger with the Local Restaurants Association in the next hour. I'm Brian Wilson, very happy to be joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Brian. And how are you this morning? Good?
Good, good.
The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. The media is trying to attack our administration because they know we are following through on pledges that we made, and they're not happy about it. For whatever reason.
Well, that's the President of the United States yesterday. Just a little sample of his attacks against the press corps that covers the White House and the press corps in the city as large. I think that this played very differently out across America, and I want to know what you think about it. The phone lines are open. We continue our conversation with you and your take on it as a public service, really, to the media in this town who don't understand how it is viewed in other circles. They just can't see beyond the end of their nose and their personal outrage about this president to see that this resonates with a great number of people. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Before we start going to those calls, Mary, I just want to make this point again. They are being played. The media in this town are being played like a fiddle by this president, and they don't understand it. Because what was the conversation before the press conference? Well, it was about what a bad week he had, how his Secretary of Labor had washed out, how Michael Flynn had to step down.
Russians off the coast.
That's right. And we got all of these kinds of things going on. He recently is still reeling from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision. None of that was being discussed yesterday after the press conference. Everything was about he was attacking the media and he doesn't like us and we don't like him. And you know what? That plays right into his base. That does nothing but make his base happy. And instantly, in a matter of 1 hour and 17 minutes, that's how long that press conference went, he changed the complete conversation in Washington. He has an innate ability to do that.
They're also missing, now with some of these things that he's doing, like the EO with coal country, right, with the executive order,
yeah,
they're not reporting on that stuff, but the people who are in that industry know what he did. And he's winning support because he's, again, as you've said several times, he's fulfilling his campaign promises. So they're going to get gut punched again, as we have discussed, because they're not paying attention. And they're shutting down any kind of discussion of anything good that Trump does. And people are just going to silently say, wow, he did this, he did that. And they're going to be happy about it. And when they lose it next year in the midterms, they're going to be gut punched again and not understand how that happened.
All right. So what was your take on it? Help the folks out here inside the Beltway who don't get it. What did you think about this this press conference yesterday and the president's performance? How about Howard in Germantown? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Morning, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing. What do you think, Howard?
As a black male, one of the things I noticed when Obama was president, through his 8 years, the media placed him on this pedestal where he could do or say nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. And even when he was wrong or said something that he got criticized for by non-mainstream media outlets, the media defended him. There were times where he was blatantly wrong on policy, on things that occurred within the country, and he got defended by the media. So it's almost like you go from that to a guy who's like, no, you guys in the media are wrong for what you're doing, and you need to stop, and that's why they're taking it the way they are, because for the last 8 years, they had a guy who could go up there and say whatever he wanted, and they praised him like it was, you know, it was gospel.
And you know what, Howard? Something that I think is good, really true about what you're just saying there is that people see that.
Yes.
They see the dramatic difference in the way this president is treated compared to the past president.
Well, the people who like Trump, his base, see it. But I was just, during the break, going through social media and some of the pages of my more liberal friends, and they don't get it. They're just like the media. They don't see it, and I just don't think they are ever going to.
Michelle in Manassas, you're up next with Brian and Mary Walter.
The reason these guys don't get it, it's because for years they have been telling us that we're stupid. Everyone else in the country, you're stupid.
Yep.
Your religious beliefs are wrong. Firearms, you're ridiculous. Your right to life, oh, come on, you people are so backwards. And Trump shows up like our big brother from college and takes care of this bully. And we're so thrilled that he's doing this because we couldn't handle it by ourselves. The press was this big guy there. He does it. And not only does he do that, but he is all calm and not upset. He doesn't have his ego pumping for him there at the door that they don't agree with him. And that difference between him being a real world businessman, being able to handle it and deal with the truth and the situation versus these Ivy League guys who can't even, no one could tell the press or Obama that they're wrong or people don't agree.
All right.
We're loving it.
Thank you very much for that. Greatly appreciate it. A nice thought there, Michelle. Beth in Maryland, you're up next with Brian and Mary Walter.
Hi there. I have two things. Number one, from the press conference, I watched it when I got home on Fox last night, and I was thrilled. And I just can't be more excited that he's keeping his promises. And these so-called journalists are getting their butts handed to him. And on the other side, I went out to lunch yesterday, and we tried to go to Cheesecake in Sterling. They had a limited menu because of the strike, they said, and they were really nasty when they said, well, we have no cooks because of the strike. So ironically enough, we went to a Mexican restaurant and had full service, and it was great.
All right, thank you for that. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, for sure, in the next hour. Who do we want to go to now? How about Greg in Leesburg? Line 9, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. Greg, hello.
Good morning, good morning. Look, this president is doing two things. First and foremost, he's defining the rules. All these years, presidents have gotten up there, and the press has set the rules. You can't do that. You can't say that. You can't call those people out. You have to stay within a certain two white lines. He's also come out and said one thing that's very important. You, the press, are an arm of the Democratic Party. You are a mouthpiece for my opposition. You do nothing but beat upon me at their beck and call, and I'm going to call you on it. It's absolutely brilliant. The reason everybody's freaking out and their hair's on fire is because it's the first time anybody has actually come to Washington and start to tell the truth using language that the American people understand. It's beautiful.
All right, more of your calls straight ahead. It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in D.C. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, the corridor trying to get in toward Laurel this morning, a mess because of this crash on Interstate 95 southbound as you come up to 198, and only the right lane was getting by a few moments ago still. Now, with the big 95 delays, anyone joining on, say, from 175, 32, 216, you are joining in the backups. Now, a lot of people thinking, take the alternates. That's starting to fill in as well. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, south in Jessup, and again, from 32 to 197, below speed, 29 now as you head southbound and make your trip past 216 down into Burtonsville. That's starting to pick up some of the bailout traffic. So, again, everyone pushing down through that stretch. You will need extra time, unfortunately. Beltway and College Park, the crash on the outer loop at Route 1. One lane was blocked. Seeing just a little bit of delay. Stick with it once you get through. Then delays from Colesville Road around to George Avenue. A little bit lighter than normal there. DC 295 jammed to get across the 11th Street Bridge due to the crash at the end of the 11th Street Bridge. Was a hit and run, so they're doing an investigation. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good push now with warmer weather coming on in. The unseasonably warm air starts pushing in today, just a few ticks above average. Gorgeous blue sky, 50. Tonight, clear, 35. Suburbs a little colder. Sunshine, 69 tomorrow. Sunshine, some clouds on Sunday, still in the upper 60s, maybe even 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 30 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
Having problems with limescale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management Cage Code Number 7RL22.
President Trump, if you're watching, you're the president. You legitimately won the presidency. Now get to work and stop whining about it.
It's crazy what we're watching every day.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. He keeps repeating ridiculous throwaway lines that are not true at all, and sort of avoiding this issue of Russia as if we're some kind of fools for asking the question. Really?
So you have Jake Tapper there, and you have Shep Smith over at Fox whining about what they saw in this conference yesterday, making complaints about it. And I keep coming back to the point that this played very differently in many parts of this country.
But they made, by saying what they said, they made Trump's point. They are supposed to be reporters. Now, Shep kind of blurs that line. Shep used to be a reporter, and now he has blurred that line into opinion. But Jake Tapper alleges to be a reporter, but yet then he injects opinion into his alleged reporting. And that is exactly what Trump is calling them out on, and they still don't get it. And then they go back after being called on the carpet for it and do exactly what he says they're doing.
Yeah, listen, Chuck Todd yesterday tweeted out, "This is not a laughing matter. I'm sorry. Delegitimizing the press is un-American." Chuck? Who says that you are some special class of people who can't be criticized?
How they view themselves. They view themselves, as one of our callers said, that, you know, the liberal elite. They are elitists, and they do think most of the far left thinks as they know so much better than the rest of us, and they are so much smarter than the rest of us, which is why we should put our trust and full faith in them and the government to lead our lives for us and make all our decisions for us. And the media is their PR department. And so they truly believe that they're even more elite than the common masses, who think that they are above anybody who disagrees with them.
Nick in Rockville, you're up with Brian and Mary Walter today. What do you say, Nick? Hello, Nick.
Well, hey, how you guys doing?
Fine.
Great call. So if you've got Mitch McConnell, I mean, that's a joke. He's part of the problem, and it's not only the press, but it's the other GOP leaders that don't understand
the strategy, right? Yeah.
So and to hear Chuck Todd to say, oh, if you're a soldier in harm's way or whatever his thing was, and I was sitting watching that last night with my wife, who's not really overly political, but
right.
She looked at me and she gets it. She was like, how can you sit there and say that now with all the stuff that's gone on between Hillary and Obama and Benghazi and all that stuff, and now all of a sudden you're going to play some righteous card like, oh, you know, the world's on fire because he's complaining about the press.
I get you, Nick, absolutely. Listen, a great conversation this morning. We thank all of you so much for your calls here. In a few moments, we're going to be joined by Guy Benson from townhall.com to get his take on it. Listen, this has been an interesting little 24-hour period. And thank you so much for helping official Washington understand that there is another viewpoint. 7:50 on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
It is 7:53, time to see how your money's doing. Let's check in the news desk at CNBC. Standing by is Landon Dowdy.
Hey there, Brian. Good Friday morning to you. Well, the futures are down this morning. Wall Street could take a breather today after the market's recent run of record highs. Meanwhile, President Trump has moved quickly to name law school dean Alexander Acosta as his new choice for labor secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, Acosta would be the first Hispanic member of Trump's cabinet. The United Auto Workers Union is preparing an ad campaign that urges people to buy U.S.-made vehicles. The UAW is trying to tap into feelings of nationalism stoked by Trump's election. Food could be making a comeback in U.S. economy class. Delta says it will start serving meals to all passengers on 12 long-haul routes over the next few weeks. And AT&T says any of its cell phone customers can sign up for an unlimited data plan starting today, and it's matching Verizon, offering 4 lines for $180 a month. Sprint and T-Mobile are cheaper. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Located in Front Royal, Virginia, lies a school where 100% of its students are accepted to a college or university. It's Randolph-Macon Academy, a co-ed day and boarding school for students in grades 6 through 12, where graduating classes garner more than $6 million in college scholarship offers each year. Students soar at Randolph-Macon as they build a solid foundation in knowledge, leadership, and character. With 13 to 17 students per class, Randolph-Macon students are challenged by highly qualified, caring teachers. Through Air Force Junior ROTC, students become confident leaders. Plus, they can excel in sports, performing arts, and an optional flight program. Learn how your child can benefit from a Randolph-Macon education at the next open house on Monday, February 20th. To register, visit rma.edu. That's rma.edu. Randolph-Macon Academy, celebrating 125 years of college prep education for future leaders.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we still have some troubles brewing around the area. Update brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Maryland, 95, big delays through Laurel. However, they just cleared everything out of the travel lane. So we'll start to see some movement, but it is just jammed a huge length here from 100 down to 198. So this is going to cost extra time for sure. You'll still see the activity, even though all of our travel lanes are open. If you're joining on from Route 100, from Route 175, 32, that has been causing backups just to merge into those delays. Also, Route 100 westbound as you come up to the BW Parkway for the crash. Baltimore-Washington Parkway picks up the bailout traffic. Two separate sets of delays here on the Maryland Beltway. First through New Carrollton to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway had an incident reported. Then into College Park, outer loop near the IKEA. Crash. Westbound freeway, 11th Street Bridge and at the Case Bridge. Two separate westbound accidents. Attention, diabetics with insurance. You may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 1-800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather back, mainly clear sky first part of Friday and gorgeous sunshine this afternoon, shooting up near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 30 degrees, 7:57.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 20,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 20K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters. Stop aggressive aggressive collection actions and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Coming up on WMAL. Hey, it was a day without immigrants yesterday. Did it impact you at all? What did you see? We'll take your calls coming up in the next hour. Also, Guy Benson with TownHall.com. It is now 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 6.